a fucking...
Shut up.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
What the...
Sons of the Strain. Red, white, and blue. We will come up smiling if we win or lose.
Turn that shit off now.
The song's good. I like the tune, but the bloody words aren't.
Just a minute, Don.
What are you on about?
Turn it off. Just a minute,
what,
Don.
Oh, jeez, hurry up.
Don't think. What are you doing, mate? Our theme is Maxine Nightingale.
Which is shocking.
Our theme is... Don't you think...
This is...
You... Fucking cocksmack. Turn it off and play Maxine Nightingale.
No, that's just as bad. That is better. That is better than Maxine Nightingale. But we're only doing it this week. Change it.
Play the start of what we do, and then because people want to know, they hear that music and they think, oh, podcast.
They all rush around the TV at night.
Play the...
That'll do. That's all we want. Just a couple of bars. That's
gone,
it.
Gone.
Thank you very much. Goody. You happy? Jeez, you're a... Jeez, you're smiling. You look good when you smile.
That is wind.
I mean, no. It's for wind. You to smile, it's a pleasure to see your face just changes. Why don't you smile all the time?
I'm smiling at how fucking stupid.
No, you're not.
Now, Don, I've taken... if you play that again, I will knock you out. I've taken quite a belting over the last week.
What about...
People...
His haircut,
he hasn't been out.
He looks like a mushroom.
I think he looks good. He reckons he's only had a shower twice in... I think you look clean today. What are you going to do with the beard? Are you going to leave it? Don't close your eyes. Come on, answer the question.
I have taken a belting over the last week because people said I was very abusive of you last week. And
who's belted you?
Plenty of people. Oh. People you know. A person from Rochester told me that I was very, very savage on you.
A rat's ding.
And the general perception was that The Rocket and I were trying to ease you out of this podcast, or else I wouldn't have said those things about you, that you were dumb, rude, ignorant, a fuckwit. And I said all I was trying to do...
How did I get rolled into that?
All I was trying to do...
Comedy, was it?
All I was trying to do, Don, was impress on you that you have annoyed a lot of people with your interruptions. Your phone... Is your phone off?
No.
Turn the phone off for a start. We're trying to do a professional broadcast here. And your interviewing technique and skills, and I was trying to impress on you by abusing you and saying unkind things about you, hoping it would get through. But nothing has got through because I started off today speaking and you've interrupted me twice before we started. So if I need to apologise for abusing you, I will, but I don't want people to think I was just trying to say... Alistair Lynch contacted us and said he's a listener. You remember Alistair Lynch?
Yeah,
remember?
Chronic fatigue syndrome.
Is that what you remember him for, is it?
His best game was his last game. He knew he was going to play the last game and he made it really figure. And I admired Alistair Lynch for his last game. It was a final.
What about his other 300?
Oh, no, very good, but he...
So you only remember...
There's a couple of blokes that played really well in their last game. Mike Fitzpatrick, I saw that out at Waverley.
Jeez.
And Alistair Lynch in the final.
So you only remember Alistair Lynch for chronic fatigue syndrome.
Didn't he have a blue?
He did. Well done. He went around and he made his presence felt.
That shows how you value players.
Beg your pardon?
It shows how you value players.
Well, no, he knew it was his last...
Just tip that up a bit.
What?
Just tip that up a bit.
Tip what up?
Like that.
Oh, shut up. Anyway, I'm upset this morning.
Really?
Oh, well, no, seriously, I am, because I come up to this podcast and I don't know the man. Now, listen, and it's kind of makes me just break up a bit. I come along that Middle Park where you used to live. What is that called? The Esplanade?
Beaconsfield Parade.
Beaconsfield Parade. And there's a man that I watch each time I come. I come various ways to this podcast.
Tom Hafey.
No, he sleeps rough.
Oh.
Sleeps rough. And, you know, I admire the people who run along there. I think it's fantastic. A beautiful morning. And I get up to Middle Park, and the man has the ambulances beside where he is. He's no longer there, and the ambos are cleaning up his bedding. So I just hope that that man's all right. He sleeps rough every night at Middle Park on the footpath, and I just hope he's all right.
Did you stop?
No, I didn't. I was in traffic, but, you know, and it just, shit, I should have stopped or done so. But anyway, that's upsetting. I hope the man's all right.
Good on you, Don.
Alistair Lynch contacted us. The only thing you remember about Alistair Lynch apparently is that he had chronic fatigue syndrome. He said, you're more than annoying, Don. He didn't say he disliked you, but he is one of a plethora of people. Do you know what plethora means? An overabundance of white corpuscles. He said that...
this is really unfair. You're putting whatever it is happened last week on the Lynchy. That is bullshit. He loves the show. He never misses it. I don't go putting your bullshit on the Lynchy.
I didn't say he didn't like the show.
You are an evil man.
Listen, I didn't say he didn't like the show. I said you fucking annoy him, Don, because you interrupt.
Do you think that worries me?
Well, he didn't say that.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Oh, so you got a smirk on your face. You've come alive again.
Don,
no, you got the microphone.
I was wondering what the ambulance people cleaning up the man's defecation
His bedding.
Beg your pardon? He might have just shifted.
Well, why would the ambos be cleaning up?
Is he out in the footpath?
Yes, Johnny. He's sleeping rough.
So is this a signal for everyone who's sleeping rough for call the ambos and they'll come and clean up like a housemaid at the Holiday Inn? What's the ambos got to do with cleaning up a bloke's bedding who sleeps out in the footpath? What's that got to do with it?
Jeez, you're thick.
Oh, I'm thick. Anyhow, Don, so there's a couple of things that we have to mention. And here's the thing. Do you think for the last 18 months, the first news item on any news broadcast has been a COVID update? Do you think we could lead the news with something other than how many cases of COVID have been contracted? It just dominates the news. There must be something else going on that would lead the news rather than every day the COVID numbers and the Dan Andrews boring, droning chat about what we're doing and what we're not doing, and how the police, he's rounded up the police as his own militia. Has it? You can't do anything. So Don.
Just further to that point, could I make it a thing? I watched the ABC News, and I agree with you. On Sunday night, it was dominated, the whole segment was dominated, half an hour, by COVID. They had a 9/11 segment because it was the anniversary of 9/11.
It was November the 9th.
Beg your pardon?
It was November the 9th.
Yeah, November the 9th. Go on.
Smart asses. They did their sports segment and weather. Yet the rest of the bulletin was made up of coronavirus.
That's right. That's my point.
Because people are locked down.
Oh, mate, come on. The whole world is...
You want to know what's happening with it.
Beg your pardon?
Hey, you can't have it both ways. One minute you're depressed because you're locked down, but you don't want to understand the news that's going to let you get out of lockdown.
Rob, what absolute
this
nonsense,
Rob. This has gone too far.
It's a bit hard for there to be any other news if it
was jeez. Are you backing...
Are you serious?
Are you backing Andrew?
No, I'm backing the news services. What else are they going to report on?
Well, the world has got to go on. I mean, the world, there's things happening in this world.
But they're locked down. So, no, there's not, because everyone's locked down.
So if everyone's locked down for 18 months, they lead every bulletin with figures and updates on the COVID...
Because there's probably nothing else going on at the moment because everyone's locked down.
Oh, there's nothing else going on.
Local news, which is what you're watching and what you're referring to.
Oh, really?
ABC, the whole half hour.
I'm with you. Just don't
COVID,
watch it.
9/11, sport and weather. Sport and weather are constant.
That's
and
right.
Two news items, COVID, 9/11.
Yeah, there's plenty of other things going on.
I want to know what's going on in this world.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't... take a lead too much from the ABC.
Why?
Well, Well, these are the people who will tell you that it's possible to have birthing parents and men can get pregnant. They're the people who are onto that bent. When you tumble into all that crap, I mean, you might as well just disregard everything they say. Like monkeys in a cage throwing poo at one another. They're just speaking crap.
I thought, they...
Don likes those stories. What? The ones after the weather about the monkeys. Better than COVID.
What, the feel-good stories?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. The commercials did Don that as well. Feel-good stories. Don feeling good. Jeez, I just want to know what's going on.
We've now got... we're just giving people notice about this. Don't look at me like that. I'm about to tell you what we're giving notice. We've received the Bunster, is it? The Bunster shit the bed hot sauce.
The pack. The whole pack of all the sauces.
And the vodka and the hot vodka.
Yep.
Hang on, I'm opening it up.
No, don't open it
Why?
Up.
Why? Just have a little tiny taste on it.
Of what?
Of the hottest one.
No, well, but how would I know what's hot?
It says it on it.
What could I set this up? Could I set this up, please? We've got the Bunster hot sauce pack. And what we're going to do next week, Don, we're going to tell them what we're going to do. We're going to stream it on...
So we're going to rip off the hot sauces. What's it called? The Hot Ones YouTube.
Shit the bed.
No, but there's a show called Hot Ones on YouTube, which this stuff was in. This was featured.
Right.
So we're going to get Don and you...
Yes.
...to eat each of these four. We'll do our own mini version. And you guys are going to run through them from the most mild... Right through to... Fuck me, that's hot sauce.
Yes.
That's cold, I'm not swearing.
It's not hot sauce, it's not here.
No, they've changed the... It's the black one.
Black label?
Yeah, that's now...
Why are you saying that?
Because it was banned from the shelves because it was called that.
Oh, well, don't say it. It's called Black Label Heat 16. Well, why is it banned from the shelves?
Shut up, Don.
Because it had swearing on it.
Oh,
Don.
What?
You get...
Rocket, tell them why you're mentioning this because we're going to stream it on Instagram.
Mate, we're talking. Relax.
Yeah, no, you're talking. You're just talking. You're talking about the product.
Don't ask me a question.
No, don't. You're talking about something.
So then we're going to get. What are you going to dip, Don? You're going to bring in the dipping because you're.
What dipping?
Whatever we're going to dip into these, you've got to. You're responsible for.
Sorry, what's dipping mean? What are you dipping? You're dipping. What are you talking about?
Now I'm officially withdrawing.
What are you going to eat when we put out the sauce for you to dip it into, right? What are you going to dip it in? You wanted those little sausages, you said.
What sausages?
You said you wanted those little sausages. Did he or did he not?
What are you blokes been on?
Anyway, bring something that you're happy to dip into the sauce, Don, next week.
My finger.
No, come on.
Oh, seriously.
You could eat it. All right, well, we'll just bring corn chips in.
Oh, okay.
And then you two, we're going to film it and put it on Sam's
Instagram. Thank you. That's what we were getting at.
Oh, Jesus. All about
you're going to put it on Instagram.
Don't blaspheme and use our Lord's name in vain.
It's all about Sam.
You're going to put... No, it's not about me. It's about him.
So we'll do it. We'll do a show.
I've got to log into my Instagram.
We'll do a show.
Have you got an Instagram?
No.
Well, that's right. That's why we're doing it on mine. Because you contribute absolutely nothing, you two, to the promotion of this show.
Because we give up because you're a control freak.
No, because you're not on any social media. And how can we advertise it?
So that portion, we'll do a third show at 10:30, right, which we'll also do, you'll be able to listen to the show.
Oh, so this is a production meeting now.
Basically. And we'll put it on Sam's Instagram so you can watch it live. And it'll also sit there so you can watch it later as well. But
what are we doing live TV now?
Just a little bit, just while you guys, just so we can see the expressions on your faces.
We're branching out, are we?
Did you hear what he said, that there's a show in America that they have 140 million viewers on, and it's about people tasting hot sauce? We're going to do our version of it here.
All the celebrities around the world. It's called Hot Ones. Have a look on YouTube.
Did you not understand what he said, Don?
No, I didn't listen.
Of course, that's what you don't do.
Look at the one with Gordon Ramsay. That's the best one.
That's what you don't do, Don. And there's a man called Idris someone.
Elba. He does this one, the one that you guys...
He does the actual shit the bed hot sauce on overseas television. And when he tastes it, Don, you should see the reaction. We're going to see what our reaction is when we taste it. That's the whole idea of it. And the listener could tune in on Instagram by going onto my Instagram, because you two clowns don't have one. Because you contribute nothing. You don't look at me like that, Rocket. You contribute nothing. And Don, you just come
you
in here.
Oh, you think it's enjoyable being on
Instagram.
Speak
about ambulance people cleaning up some vagrant's bed on a footpath.
I think we should talk to Bunster's marketing department. What was the word? Fuck the Bed or something. What was it called?
Fuck the Bed.
What was it called?
Fuck with Don. They should bring out a new...
Come on, what was it called and it went off the shelves?
You might Fuck the Bed, but no, it's Shit the Bed and Fuck Me, That's Hot.
Hang on, I've got Shit the Bed in front of me.
Yeah, that's the second hottest one.
And what's the other one called?
Fuck Me, That's Hot.
Okay, well, they should have just left Fuck Off and just dot, dot,
me,
dot.
Me, That's Hot.
Yes, dot, dot, dot. Leave it to the people's imagination.
Me, That's Hot.
Leave it to the people's imagination. That would have been
I'm
a better marketing
I'm
going
to get in touch with Bunsters. I reckon they should market a new product. Which
they
we
should sponsor us the way
we
go on.
We can launch on the show and it'll be called Fuck with Don and His Hot Sauce. Fuck with Don's Hot Sauce. I reckon that would be a winner. And you could market it, Don.
Sandwiches and burgers.
They don't overdo it. So that's what we're going to do next week. That's what we're going to do. Very so we're nice. Giving people a week's notice, if the Rocket hadn't made that clear. We're going to give people a week's notice that they can tune in to...
10.30 next
hang
week.
Hang on, hang on.
10.30 next week on my Instagram, which is a Ridge... What
these
is
these people
Instagram
make vodka
called?
As well.
Yeah, I've got that.
Shit the... It's called Shit the Bed Vodka.
So it's hot. So you have it in... what do you call it? In
Bloody Mary's.
Don. What?
What did you say what about yes. Bloody... You don't know what a Bloody
no,
Mary is?
No, I don't drink.
Oh. Have you ever got into a rocket?
A what?
Have you ever got into a rocket and gone to the moon? So you don't drink, you don't... What's that got to do with it, not drinking? Do you know
so
what...
So it's no use to him, it's no interest.
Oh, well, let's find something that is interested. What are you interested in at the minute, Don?
This is interesting.
Oh, there we go.
Package.
So
take your posh.
Now, could I just also mention, I was maligned, I think you told me, Rocket.
Oh, is that as if that'd worry you?
You told me that someone called, suddenly I got a mention because someone said, have a listen to this. I've just been swiped on the run-through about some sexist remark that someone made.
So... I'm trying to think of what it was. Now, Josh Bornstein, he's a prominent lawyer, workplace lawyer.
Prominent?
Yeah, he is. He's, you know, he's one of those go-to type, rent-a-quote type people like you. Somebody was appointed in the human rights... Oh, I've got to get this right. Somebody in the human and so she has... some person was appointed and she has an appalling record when it comes to sexual assault. And in particular, an attitude towards it, rather, not a record. Her attitude towards the idea of consent, you know, like having a policy around consent, she was not for it, and so she was getting slaughtered for it.
Yes.
And this Josh Bornstein decided to say, what, wasn't Sam Newman available?
Mm.
And I thought that was a bit rough, given that you've got no record in anything. You're quite the opposite when it comes to people like, you know, Jeffrey Epstein and Harvey Weinstein and all those other predators.
So I looked up, Josh Bornstein, whatever his name is, Bernstein, he's just a craven buffoon. And he's just a craven and genuinely stupid. Because you couldn't make this up. This is the man who said, wasn't I available? Josh is the greatest argument against human cloning. He is a...
Hang on,
a shithead. Because
why are you?
Well, because my name gratuitously gets. I'm not sure what he thinks I've done to sexually abuse women or whatever. Not sure what he thinks that I'm involved in. But here's Josh. Josh has been. He likened this.
Hang
is
on, can I just read it out so we can put it in context?
Yes.
Okay, I found it. So Crikey tweeted, "Meet our new human rights commissioner, Lorraine Finlay. Amongst other things, she opposes affirmation consent law reform on sexual assault. In fact, she appeared on a YouTube video with men's rights activist Bettina Arndt to speak against it." Okay, so she's against the whole laws around consent, you know, to protect people from sexual assault. You know, pretty ordinary. And he responded, "Was Sam Newman unavailable?"
Mm.
He's done giving you a little bit of a drive-by, as we now say.
Well, why are you worrying about that?
Well, because I'm going
it's
to
appalling.
Just...
He's got no record.
Oh, who cares what he said?
You can just have a crack at anybody
for
anything.
Oh, come on. Grow up, boys.
No. These guys, they are righteous. Like, if you dared made another assumption about a group of people, you would be you'd be pilloried,
being
right?
Recognized.
He's made an assumption about Sam that's wrong.
Just don't. What a joke!
If I could mention what you said,
Sam, Don, double standards.
You said, right. "Why am I mentioning this? Can you let me finish?" Because this is Josh. What's his name? Shithead. This is what his. This is his record. He abused the leader of the Labor opposition, Chris Bowen. He outed Christian Porter before, which Christian Porter denied any involvement in any sexual abuse, and he compared a female colleague to a dog. He called her a dog. This is the man that...
Who is Josh Bernstein?
He's Bernstein. An insignificant...
Human, what do you call it, workplace lawyer.
And he worked...
At Maurice Blackburn.
And Maurice Blackburn. Why would Morris and Blackburn, or whatever they're called, why would they employ someone like that?
He must be good at his job.
He is an insignificant man shrieks into the social media to try and get noticed. And
he wants a political career too.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's his record, calling females dogs, belting Chris Bowen.
What party?
What do you reckon?
I don't know. I'm asking.
It'll be the ALP.
Do you think so?
Yeah, the fuckwit party.
Easy.
Not the ALP. That's what the party he'd probably stand for.
No,
seriously, he said, couldn't make all that stuff up. That's his record.
Young he fellow? Is he old, he'd have to be a young fellow, would he? Is he young?
He's a dickhead.
My age, I reckon.
So we just thought we would just mention a young Josh who
you should thank him for recognizing you
as a
you've
predator.
Been an no,
as a facilitator of predators.
Who cares what people think of you?
So I see. So all right, this is coming from a resident pedophile like you.
Oh no, that doesn't work. That's I know.
Oh,
what
that
you're
was
trying,
a
Timmy. I know what you're trying to do, but that doesn't
he's
work.
He's just trying to get a
don't
laugh.
Don't just stop me, but don't.
It's called locker room.
Don't give that air.
So you people haven't been in the locker room.
Don't.
Doesn't what? Work. Is there anything I could say to you that you wouldn't say? Hang on a minute, I'm not a pedophile. That's
Jeez,
my
the
point.
Worst things have been said to me in the locker room than what you can say.
That you're a pedophile.
Like what? What's the worst thing's ever been said?
I'm not going to tell you because
what about
what would be worse than that?
Hang on, is worse being said to you in the locker room or on the field?
Oh, nothing happened on the
Don.
Field.
Oh, so your own bloke's got you.
Oh, shit. Jeez, do they get you?
So, Don. Oh. So, you've had worse things
you've
said to you.
You've got to have a thick skin in the locker room.
You've had worse things said to you than you're a pedophile, have you?
Course.
What would that be?
Sorry, I'm not going to repeat it.
Well, I can't think of anything worse than that.
Okay, good.
Is my point.
Okay, that's your problem.
My problem.
Listen, what do you think
got
of this? Just hang on. Can we talk some sense? Prince Harry.
Don't yes?
Self down now.
Prince Harry.
Yes.
Do you think he's above the law?
Oh, why? Probably, because he's a royal.
Yeah, Dad, that's what I'm talking about.
Because Prince Andrew is. Speaking of predators.
You mean Prince Andrew, do you?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Prince Andrew.
No,
I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
Prince Harry.
Sorry.
The answer is
I'm
yes.
I'm sorry.
Prince Harry's gone off with that...
yes, Meghan Michael. Sorry.
Meghan Michael.
Sorry. Yeah. Prince Andrew.
George's sister.
Michael, she's gone off with a Michael, Megan.
Okay, no, Prince Andrew, do you think he's above the...
Of course he is.
Do you think he thinks he's above the law?
Yes.
Well, why do you think that?
Well, look what he's gotten away with for so long, and he just thinks he can avoid it.
What's he got away with?
Being Jeffrey Epstein's mate.
Well, Bill Clinton, who's been...
Okay, so put him in the same category.
No, but they won't. They won't. He's been on that plane 27 times, Bill Clinton, and they never mention him.
Don, finish your point, please. Don't let him go.
Well, no, I'm interested in this because, keep
he's
going.
Bill? This is part of why Josh Bornstein got it so wrong, because he is like a dog with a bone when it comes to these predators.
Who, and Josh Bornstein or who him?
For Josh Bornstein to compare Sam to somebody who doesn't support women's rights when it comes to sexual assault, right? This is what he goes on about this, like, particularly with Bill Clinton, like you wouldn't believe. So, anyway.
Who goes on with Bill Clinton?
Sam.
Oh, yeah, but he's...
How many other people are in the room?
But what?
He goes, who does?
Rocket.
He goes
so
on with
it. If you're going to have a crack at Prince Andrew, what about some equity and being fair? What about Bill Clinton? Are you saying that Prince Andrew, if you think that he has been involved with this person...
Absolutely. Bill Clinton's a pervert.
A what?
Well, what are you saying Prince Andrew is?
Same thing.
Well, so where is all the hoo-ha and the court cases and the litigation for Bill Clinton? 27 times he went on his plane, Jeffrey Epstein's plane.
I guess they just haven't got one of the victims.
They just don't mention it because
I'm not trying to be
the mainstream media protect him and his kind.
No, but I also think that there isn't anybody, one of his particular victims have probably been gotten to. Am I in trouble for saying that?
No, not at all. That would be absolutely correct. They've been intimidated not to come forward.
Because there's no reason why he should have been on that plane so many times.
There is a reason, and
There's no logic. There's no, of course, above board reason.
That's the point I was making. That was the point I was making.
But what do people think? Okay, we live our lives by the standards we set. I can't see why these people would indulge in those activities.
Perverts.
I just can't relate to it.
What was? But he has denied it, Prince Andrew. The woman.
But why would you even be in association with those? Why would you associate with those people?
Because they're like-minded.
Now, but there's plenty of people who have
entitled people who, as you said at the start, who think they're above the law and they can just give. They've got perverted interests and perverted wants, and they think they can get away with it. They're horrendous people.
But do you think they've experienced everything and they're looking for something else and that's why they become perverts?
Oh, yeah, I reckon Prince Andrew's experienced everything.
Well, his position would have allowed him to do that.
I reckon his position would have allowed him to do nothing. He'd be sheltered and closeted away.
You think so?
Never come out. There's another world behind. The real world is what?
There's another world. They've got their own.
You don't reckon I'm a prince when you're at a pub get you a little bit of a leg up?
Oh, so you reckon Prince Andrew just frequents the local, do you? Goes down, knocks down a couple of jars, has a couple of snorts. Gets in his truck and drives home to the palace. You reckon that's his modus operandi,
in
do
the
you?
The truck.
What's wrong with you people?
In the truck.
Yeah, the truck. Well, his car, his mode of transport, Don. Do you reckon that's what he does, do you? Have you ever been over to London and seen Prince Andrew in the next bar scoffing him down, do you?
Oh, I've seen him drive around in his truck.
Yeah, touching up Sheila's at the bar. Have you ever seen that?
I think he is like that, though. Remember those shots of him, that sweaty, well, he's a sweaty sort of pervert
on the
dance floor?
That was dancing with the woman who accused him.
Because he doesn't sweat.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's denying it, Rocket. You're falling to the for the trap of assuming he's guilty before he's actually even had a defence.
Absolutely.
Are you?
Yep.
I see.
Because people who are innocent typically stand up and talk straight and make sense.
He's
avoided everything. He said he doesn't sweat when he does sweat.
He said
he's a liar.
He said, so you know he sweats.
He's
do you?
Fibonacci.
I'm not. It sounds like I'm defending him.
He's what? Fibonacci.
Fibonacci.
Anyway, keep going.
How do you know he doesn't sweat?
We saw. No, I'm saying he does sweat. He
how
said
do you
he,
know that?
There's photos of him sweating like a bandit.
Pig.
You've got to say a pig.
No, I wasn't going to say something else.
He is entitled to say he...
Are you defending him?
I'm being the devil's advocate. You're saying you're just singling him out from a whole lot of other film stars, celebrities and politicians who have been on to Jeffrey Epstein's plane and island, and you're suddenly going for the easy target of Prince Andrew. I don't know if... He denies...
Well, I believe his victim. How about that?
Oh.
I believe the photos.
So do you believe...
I believe her account of things.
Do you
believe
but how do you... Do you think... How does this girl get... The other thing that interests me, how does this girl become involved in this situation?
She was groomed by the...
She
was groomed by Ghislaine Maxwell.
Groomed. But you have to be... You have to go over the line yourself, don't you?
She was 16 or 17 years old, Don.
No, but she was after the good life. That's fair enough. She was groomed by...
She was 16 or 17. She was impressionable.
I just said that. She was groomed by Ghislaine Maxwell, who was in cahoots with Jeffrey Epstein. They ran a huge pedophile sex ring.
John, I know exactly what they... We were put... These things were put to her, you know. Oh, I don't know.
So
anyway, talking about things...
Who cut your hair?
The council. No, it's not a great haircut.
I came in at 5 to 5. I've got to relate.
Take your hat off. Show Don.
Just look at your haircut. What's wrong with it?
No, it's a bit better now.
What's wrong with it?
Oh, hang on, short back and sides, and you left. That's a 50s haircut.
Turn to the side for him.
Oh, geez, that's a, is it a? That goes back to the 50s. That haircut.
Even
you know, way. Short back and sides.
He looks like Marty McFly from Back to the Future.
Oh, he looks like something out of the 50s when they couldn't, no style.
Yeah, he finished, you too?
No, I came in at the other day.
I was caught short, Don. I had, my hair was very long because I have been not able to go to a hairdresser, and I got a friend in.
You can go to a massage.
And we got another
massage. Highly illegal.
Now, have a listen to this. I won't mention who this
is. You haven't been highly illegal. Out on your massages, have you?
That's a $5,000 fine.
It wasn't. Oh. It's not illegal. He was, the person who cut my hair. What's wrong? Are you clearing your throat or what are you doing?
I'm laughing at you.
Cal Glare will have something to say about this.
I'm waiting for this explanation.
Thank you, Don. If you, the person who came in and cut my hair was my, for the day, my companion. I'm allowed to have...
Chester.
I'm allowed... Chester. I'm allowed
to have... He had one leg, didn't he?
I'm allowed to have a designated...
Not per day. You can't nominate a person every day. It's over the period of lockdown.
I've nominated him for a month.
Who? Chester?
The man who cut my hair.
He's going to groom
you. Is he your companion for a month?
He's your companion and personal groomer.
Oh.
I just said that, Don. He is.
And what else does he do for you?
And we were talking to a man, another man who said he wanted his hair cut too, but we couldn't accommodate him because you're not allowed to cut two people's hair at once. But he's a friend of ours, a very, very prominent footballer for a couple of clubs, and he made a startling statement.
The teammate of yours?
Teammate
of yours.
No, don't go
hang
any
on,
further.
Hang on. It, and no. He went to a couple of clubs.
No, don't go any further.
Shut up, you.
No.
Come on, we're playing Guess Who I Am.
Yeah.
No.
Just shut up.
Rocket. It's a very exclusive team that
Rocket.
Is a member.
Shut up.
Well, that's not fair because I'm about
you
to tell you.
Stitch up Lynchy.
I'm about to
tell
you.
Oh, you'll stitch up
I'm
anyone.
I'm about to tell you what he said, and I don't think he'd want to be identified.
Well, don't say that.
Well, don't
well,
say
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying to you.
Don't say that anyway. Hey, shut up. Don, he's a very exclusive teammate of yours.
Exclusive teammate? Yeah, keep going.
What do you mean don't say that? That's why I brought this up.
No, that's not.
Come on.
I'm going there.
Don't. You're not going there. I will decide.
Team of the century.
Yeah, teammate. Team
don't
of the century.
Don't go on with this, please. Don't
go with what you want to go with.
What, he said he had a fetish?
Yeah, don't. No. Don't.
Well, if you don't mention who it is, it makes no difference.
No, too late now. Don't say it. It's offensive. It's offensive.
It's not offensive. You're just singling out those people as that they might find it offensive. They might find it. Shut the.
He suffers from Asperger's. Don't you realise that when he's on a topic or something, he won't let it go. I came in the other day. Can
well,
I just change the subject?
I'll mention it off microphone to you, Don. You tell me if I should mention it. He said.
No. I came in the other day, boys, and I watched a show on TV called Listen. Listen. You have sex with a dwarf.
I said that off microphone.
You did not.
I did.
Come on, this is ridiculous. I can't believe you said that.
I can't believe that you're trying to identify who we're talking about.
You're having a crack at Josh Bornstein a minute ago. Now you're saying that stuff.
That's not me. I'm not saying that.
Keep going, Don.
Okay. Boys, have you... Now, listen, I was staggered. I came in at 5 to 5 from working. I wanted to look at the races, the races would finish, so I did a channel flick. And I came across a show on Channel 10 before the news.
You did a what?
A show.
But what were you doing?
Sitting down, wanting to watch the last race. Anyway, come in, and there's a show and nothing on, so I've done a channel flick. And there's a show before the Channel 10 news called Bold and Beautiful or The Bold and... Is that the worst acting? I've watched the last 5 minutes... How does that show go to air?
It's soapy for kids and what people who...
Not for kids.
What,
the acting, have you watched
people
it?
With people with childlike minds.
Suppressed housewives.
Have you watched it? That is the worst acting I have ever seen. The last 5 minutes I watched...
Well, who cares? It's just a...
The music.
It's like Blue Hills.
The expressions on their faces, the shots.
Sam was in one of those.
Was he?
House of Bulger.
Oh, it's a rocket. Well, we sent it up. That's so Shane Crawford was Hank Bulger. And we had...
Based on this Bold and Beautiful.
Yes. Basically, yeah.
Yeah, and we took the piss out of it. Oh, but Don, Jesus, Don, people love show. Bold and Beautiful.
Why?
What? Why? Because it's just, it's an escapism. It's unreal. It's surreal.
It is all of those words, all surreal right. and unreal.
Well, they probably have a down opinion of you as well, Don. They say, if you'll ever listen to You Cannot Be Serious, ever listen to Don, he's as dumb as dog shit.
No, but you've
that's
got
what they might say, Don. I'm not
fine.
Saying that.
You can turn it off. I turn off Bold and Beautiful. You've got that
why
choice.
Why were you watching
but
in why the
first
place?
Why would the programmers even entertain putting it on the television?
Because it's been on for many, many years and it's
really?
A rating winner.
Really?
Well, that's the only reason it'd be on, Don. And
I think it's also cheap.
What do you mean cheap?
Cheap programming. Channel 10 has cost them $3.50.
Australian content. Right. Got to have so much percentage.
No, it's not Australian. They're American.
Oh, American, is it?
American.
So it comes on at 4:30, does it?
That is
your,
an institution.
Sorry.
Well, I'm asking. I went in there at 5 to 5.
Don,
so it must go for half an hour.
That has a huge rating audience. It is an institution, and it has been going for yonks, and it is
something
huge.
Like Blue Hills. Remember the
something
Blue Hills
like
on the ABC?
Who wrote Blue Hills?
Oh, yes.
Gwen Meredith.
Yeah, what, 25 years or something? Was it more
50.
Than that? 50, was it?
Oh, 50 years ago she wrote it.
No, but on
my
the,
parents used to. Anyhow, Bold and the Beautiful is an institution, and...
You know the best show that's had longevity? It's called Countrywide. ABC every Sunday afternoon, lunchtime. 30 years it's been going.
Why don't is that you a Toby?
It's not. It's a documentary on what's happening in Australia in the agricultural
scene.
It's got
a one-track mum. Why don't you bring
it? News?
It's kind of a news documentary. It's a fantastic show.
I'll tell you what he's going to say next. He's going to say... I watched Hey Hey at Saturday. They had the longest introduction before they got onto any topics. Go with that again, Don.
No, at least it made an impression with you.
Because you said it 15 times in a row. Now, here, you can look this up. Tell me this. New Zealanders have made a study. They think they can get cows to go to the toilet. They are making cow toilets where they lead cows to a pan and they want them to squat or sit or whatever they do, stride over a pan and crap into a pan. Look that up, Rocket. My question is, why would you want to have cows shit in a toilet?
So you don't have to go around and pick it up.
It saves the paddock. You don't have to go and harrow.
You make your dog shit in the corner of a backyard.
Hang on. Dog shit and cow shit would be fairly... You manure makes the... paddock, it revitalises the
I don't
paddock.
Know about cattle because I don't know about
read
cattle.
Read out what they're doing.
But I know
Robert,
with
please.
Horses, they will not eat over themselves.
A big pun?
They will not eat over themselves.
What does that mean?
Well, they won't eat where they
won't
shit.
Won't eat their own shit.
No one and does.
Who would eat their own
he's
shit?
He's asking me about cows. I said I know nothing about cows.
Please,
I don't think cows would eat over themselves. They might. I don't think they would
eat over themselves. Who would eat their own shit, Don?
No, the grass that grows around it. It's
so anywhere in the area where they've shit, they won't eat.
That's right. Now,
so if they shit all over the paddock, they're not going to eat the paddock.
What radius would they give of where they've shit? They move a metre away?
They shit a lot.
A metre away?
If you don't clean it up.
Read that out, please. Have you got
that's
it?
That's why you arrest paddocks and harrow them.
Listen.
We managed to train cows and they learn faster than a toddler.
Go on. Read it out, please.
That's all I've got. I haven't got any more.
Why are they doing it?
For the reason we just talked about.
So when a cow wants to, if you've got a 1,000 head of cows and they all want
they
to
all
have
shit
a,
into one corner, you've only got to pick
they
it up
do
one corner
that
and
too.
They'll eat everywhere else.
Exactly right. They're creatures of, well, horses are. You bring them in and they shit in the one place
it's
every
logical.
Night.
Why that makes why
and
that
they
makes
urinate
life
in the one just place every minute. Night.
So if you've got 1,000 head of cattle, cows, and hopefully they'll want to have a crap at the same time. They all walk towards the end of a paddock, do they?
They won't all crap at the one time, over the course of a day.
So they're out in a huge property and they think, shit, I want to evacuate the bowels. And they walk for miles over to a corner of
they're
a paddock.
They're never in a paddock of miles.
Joking, aren't
they're
you?
They're never in a paddock. They're in paddocks. They're sectioned off into a couple of acres. Then what? You move into the next one.
Listen to Farmer Ben here. You've got no fucking idea what you're talking about.
Oh, no, there's a big agricultural industry
as opposed to you.
Well, I know that if you've seen a cattle ranch, cows aren't just locked in little paddocks.
They are in Footscray.
Don, you know what I mean.
They're called feedlots. You mean feedlots?
Yeah.
Oh, they're smaller than a couple of acres.
Oh, there you go.
But you've got to clean them out.
But this way, if you just do it getting a shit in one corner, you've just got to worry about one area. Makes life much easier. It's sort of, surely it's logical. We don't even need a farmer to talk about this.
You think that cows just all congregate in a sort of herd mentality, and when they want to have a crap, they just walk over to a corner of a pack. They're fucking spread out for miles.
What do you think they do? Stand over a urinal?
They are trying to train them to go and shit in a toilet. That's what they're trying to do. That's what you just read out. Why?
Over a porcelain bowl.
Well, probably a stainless steel.
I couldn't handle it when I went to Singapore, first time to Singapore. They have a hole in the ground.
What?
Well, it's a porcelain thing in the ground. It's a hole.
They do. You just shit into a hole.
In the 70s, I went to the public tour in Singapore in a park. Jeez, it's a bloody hole. Yeah. You thought?
Fell in.
Oh, jeez, you got a brain. You've got to line yourself up.
Yeah, Don brought the idea back when I visited him down at his place a couple of months ago. He's got a porcelain hole in the bathroom. No seat, no basin, no nothing. You just squat over this hole. Well, how big is it, Don? About 6 inches
in
diameter.
Pity you didn't go down the bloody hole.
What?
Pity you didn't go down the bloody hole.
Rex said that when he went when he broke into your house. Rex didn't break into it. He walked through the front door and he said, "What's that hole in the bathroom?" He said, "That's my toilet," Don said.
Glory hole.
Glory.
He thought my bedroom was untidy too.
What was he doing in your bedroom?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to know that too.
What about when you brought your friend down from Toorak? She visited your house. What did she think of the hole in the toilet, Don?
Where else do you want to go?
What did you think? Oh, gee whiz. So,
Hey, do you notice? You wouldn't notice this because you're not into it. The Darling River is full and the Menindee Lakes. Remember we started this podcast, the topic of the thing was that the drought and the Menindee Lakes and all the fish that were dying in the Darling River. Well, you probably don't know, but the lakes are now full. Now, we talk about climate change. I'm just putting it out there. I just think that this world is evolving, and what's happened in Australia has happened since Adam was a boy. I mean, when the Darling River was discovered by, what was his name?
Bert? John Darling.
No, it wasn't. I don't know. Forget the bloke's name, he's a well-known explorer. It was dry then. This is just a cycle that happens in Australia, and maybe that's nature cleaning out the waterways. But the Menindee Lakes are now full. They haven't been full for years and years and years, and the fish are back, and everybody's happy.
Do you think the government, whether it be state or federal, are posturing and lining us up to have a COVID vaccination card? That you can't go anywhere unless you have a card that says you've been vaccinated.
Okay.
Do you think that's starting to gather some momentum?
Well, I went and had the vaccine last week. I finally worked up the courage after getting to the door three times.
Mm.
I got that and I'm all for people who want to stand back and not have it. But anyway, I went and had it.
You are for those people?
Beg your pardon?
You are for people who don't want to
They can do whatever they want.
Well, this is my point. They're not going to be allowed to, we think.
Okay.
They're just not going to be able to go to football matches and stuff.
So okay, they're not going to be allowed to join in the social life of the rest of the community.
We're all going to make sacrifices.
Okay, can I just go on a more practical thing?
We don't have to actually do that, mate.
Can I just say a couple of things?
Mate.
Rocket? Yes, Don, please.
Okay, so I had the vaccination. Now, I'm in a bit of a quandary at the moment.
Are you?
Because I went to the desk afterwards and I...
Your testicles swollen up.
I filled out a form or whatever. Now, he said he'd coming back. I said, well, when do I come back? He said, you can come back in 6 weeks. You can come back in 12 weeks. I said, well, hang on. What are you saying? Do I come back in 6 weeks or 12 weeks? He said, well, it's your choice. I said, well, what's the difference?
So it's between the two.
Between the two. I said, well, why do you... He said, well, you have a better response if you come back in. This AstraZeneca works better if you come back in 12 weeks. I said, well, why are you telling me I can come back in six? And the other thing is, I walked out of there. I didn't have a little piece of paper or whatever else. Now, maybe I've got to, somebody's got to tell me. But how do I prove that I've been vaccinated?
Didn't you get that card?
What card?
They give you a card.
No, I didn't get anything.
A card. I don't have it on me anymore. But also, it's against your. It's on your Medicare card number. They know.
What? He didn't tell me any of this. I just.
You don't need to. It's on. Your Medicare card now is because you've been there and you've registered and you've done it, right? Medicare card will say that you've had your first one.
I asked this question sincerely.
So hang on. Just John, please.
No, all right.
The man didn't tell me any of this. And then he says about when do you want to come back? 6 weeks or 12 or in between. I mean, isn't this, this is not working properly.
Oh, you know, about really? 20 minutes ago, we had a long conversation about how bored you were of always talking about COVID, the news services.
Yes.
And I said that it's because, you know, it's front of mind for a lot of people.
Yes.
Get what I'm saying now?
Oh,
I want to ask you this question, and I'll ask you too, Rocket. You'll put you on notice. You can have some think music to try and think up an inane, illogical answer. Why, if you've been vaccinated, had a COVID injection, a vaccination, why do you care if you're in the company of people who are unvaccinated? If you've got the vaccination, which is meant to ward off any infection, what does it matter if you sit next to or fraternise with people who haven't been vaccinated? Because the vaccination is meant to protect you, isn't it?
I'm still worried about it.
It's meant to protect you, isn't it?
It's supposed to, but this hasn't been.
So what's all the nonsense?
It's been recommended, but not approved.
This just says everything about the way you think. You just think about yourself.
Why?
Why is that?
It's not about just you. It's about making sure that everybody is okay, and it's about encouraging everybody to go and get the vaccine so we don't overrun the hospitals. You're just worried about you.
No, I'll just get onto the hospitals in a minute. That's not what I asked you.
I said to you. It's about encouraging people, saying it's an inducement to get everybody vaccinated by saying you can't come to things. It's not just about protecting Sam Newman.
Don't divert from the question I asked you. You've just gone off, made a statement about nothing I mentioned. I said, if you've been vaccinated against COVID, the Chinese COVID virus, why do you care if you stand next to or fraternise with people who haven't had the vaccination?
Well,
you are protected from it.
You're 90%, but it'd be better if
What about the Delta? So what's it matter if it's 90% or 10%?
But if everybody's 90% covered, obviously it's going to be a lot more effective, isn't it?
If you have a vaccination against COVID, you can spread it to the next person whether you're vaccinated or not.
But if they're 90% covered,
that's like being a little bit pregnant. That is just a furphy. An illogical statement. And do you know why the hospitals are being overrun in they're in meltdown, the hospitals in the United States?
Sydney?
Yeah, do you know why? Because the majority of nurses and healthcare workers will not take the vaccination, will not be vaccinated. Therefore they're locked out of their workplace.
Says who?
Says the people.
There's quite a few he's right. I know people in Australia.
He said the majority.
Rocket,
the majority of healthcare workers and nurses in the States, that's why the hospitals are in meltdown, because they're not allowed to be there because they won't take the virus, because they won't take the vaccination, because they probably know a little more about it than the general public are being told about. So that's why there is so many anomalies to do with. And my original question is, do you think eventually you'll have to have a vaccine passport to do anything, and against what? That is just, it'll probably be an illegal declaration by health ministers or people who have no right to tell that.
US healthcare, this is from The Guardian, quite reputable, I would have thought, reasonably reputable. Most US nurses are vaccinated.
That's not right.
So why do people think health workers are vaccine hesitant?
No, that's not right, mate. It all depends where you get your news.
Yeah, I get it from reputable sources. Well, you get it while you're on the toilet.
The Guardian.
Facebook.
The Guardian, I think, are the people that said some disreputable...
Have a shit and look at his bloody Facebook page.
The Guardian, if you'll appreciate what I'm about to say, are the people who wrote stuff about us.
They're not.
Yes, they are.
They're not.
Yes, they are. They're not reputable. So
didn't write anything.
So yes, they did.
What in America? They wouldn't even know Australia existed, let alone this little.
Our defendants, they weren't one of them.
They were, mate. Please, listen to me. Listen to me. The healthcare workers in America, the hospitals are in meltdown because the majority of nurses and healthcare workers in the system will not take the vaccination. Now, I don't care what the Guardian says. Is that news, an English newspaper? Is that an English publication?
It's under the head.
Is it an English publication?
It was originally
I'm talking about in America.
Yeah, and this is US healthcare, mate.
No, it's not right, mate.
It's under the heading of US healthcare.
It is incorrect.
Oh, you'd know, but they wouldn't.
I know the source that I watch that from and get that from.
Russia Tonight.
Why do you think Russia Tonight? Why are they spreading misinformation?
He watches it every night.
What, why Russia are they? Tonight? He watches what, every something IMD
rabid, in he watches every rabid right-wing version of every around the world.
Is it a variety show?
Why would any news organisation be spreading misinformation about anything? That's their idea.
Because it sucks in people like you to get all angry and engage in it.
I'm just telling you that the majority of healthcare workers and nurses in the hospitals in America are not vaccinated, and therefore there's a crisis because there's not enough people to tend
sure
to those people getting hospitalised.
This will be all over the world's newspapers tomorrow. Sam Newman says...
No, I don't say...
Well,
I don't
you've
say,
not been
what
able to,
I do
I'm giving you one straight off.
You're reading it off a...
Oh, but it's okay when it supports your argument for me to read shit off Google.
How many times have I said depends where you get your news? Depends where you get your news. I can find you something that will, if I... During the
Google
break.
This, Rocket. Google this. And when it supports you, it's 100% right.
I will find you something that disputes that entirely. But I can't do that while I'm speaking to you doing this. But I got that off the international news, and they said that's why the hospitals are in a healthcare crisis, because there's not enough nurses to tend to the people being hospitalised. And
so you're saying
and
the majority?
Yes.
Okay.
And... So Joe Biden, you know, that dumb, doddery, fucked head of the free world, he said he is mandating that every public service worker under the auspices of the federal government must get vaccinated, or they won't be allowed to work in the public service, except the postal workers. And why would he not mandate the postal workers to be vaccinated?
Because they helped him rig the election?
Correct.
Oh, you're a dickhead.
Correct. They're the people that harvest the ballots and collect the vote-in cards that you'd like to ignore because, as with all these things overseas, you're just uninformed. You're ignorant of them. You're ignorant of them. Now, Don.
What about, though, the construction workers?
Yeah, a very good point.
Oh, thanks.
No.
Well, they're going to be mandated.
That's right. So do you remember...
Is that okay?
No,
they're not going to be mandated.
Well, they're about to, I think.
They're not.
I might find.
If the union had its way, it would be. And the union is hiding behind the government here.
Why would the union...
And also, in one of these unions, I'll tell you a little... You never can divulge your source of information, but the union, one particular union was cut back to 24 hours a week, 3 weeks ago. They went and had a meeting on a Monday morning 2 weeks ago, and they've been elevated back to 40 hours a week. Now, they were reduced to 24 for COVID. Now, because of the hardship, so they said, or whatever, they've gone back to a 40-hour week in the construction industry, one of the unions. I mean, it's just a political game, this COVID thing.
It is. Do you remember when we said that the...
Why are you both talking at me?
Because you are a Labor person.
That doesn't matter if he's a Labor person. What's that matter? This is the problem. If we are on both sides of the political spectrum, people think you can't have a sensible discussion.
I think it's ridiculous, this Liberal and Labor thing.
The unions are pushing back on mandatory vaccination. They don't want to be mandatory, have a mandate to be vaccinated.
Don just said they do.
They do, John. Sorry. They want the government to take the league, and they'll back the government in the construction industry.
That is just not right, mate. That is not right. The unions, that I've heard them being interviewed.
Please, Johnny. You can't divulge sort. But I just told you.
Did you have lunch with the bloke that told you this?
Don't worry, I'm not going any further. But your sources of information.
So why do you have?
What are you whispering? Yell out!
I'm trying to get you.
No, I'm not. You're not getting me. You think I've come down in the last shower? Jeez, you blokes.
Okay.
Did you have lunch with them? Did you recently have lunch with them?
No, just be quiet, please.
I don't think I got it.
You're as bad as him.
Here's an interesting thing, Don.
I would go with Don. Based on that, I would be going with Don's mail.
Don has never had any mail at all.
Oh, no. You're the bloody whiz of everything. Do you think about the land, the agricultural land that's being cut up the other side of the east side of Pakenham? You wouldn't even be aware of that, would you?
We were talking about it the other day.
Oh, were you?
No.
Geez, that wouldn't even interest you.
So why did you bring it up?
This city of Melbourne has got to be the largest city in the world. It stretches...
The urban sprawl.
Oh, unbelievable. You know, they've just... Another development, the other side of Pakenham. Can you believe, closer to Warrigal? It goes from the east, it starts there and goes where? Down to the other side of Werribee?
Well, pretty much Geelong now.
Well, there's a few paddocks in between Geelong and Werribee.
The airport.
Yeah, so, I mean, this has got to be the biggest...
Right, this is my information off the Google machine. Nurses who won't vax threaten staffing shortages.
Oh, so we're going back
front,
to this.
The rocket.
Source
reads out. Just a minute.
Source.
Just one minute. Bloomberg Businessweek. Right.
I don't mind.
Frontline workers were already in tight supply, with almost 1 in 8 nursing professionals not planning to get a shot.
That's not the majority.
Just I haven't finished reading. I haven't finished reading.
I don't mind that hat, actually, Johnny. You can't be serious. That pecan. I don't mind it. Red with the white writing.
Rain Man.
What? Yeah,
that hat you've got on.
I was reading something.
I'm not interested in that.
What are you interested in?
I was just interested in that hat. I think it's quite good. Why don't you sell them? It's a little business, like your underpants. They'd all sit in boxes outside.
I was responding to the Rockets... proclamation that the majority of healthcare workers and nurses weren't getting vaccinated, and there was a meltdown in the hospital system in America. And I was just reading out the Bloomberg report about it, and you suddenly hone in on the fucking hat I'm wearing, Don.
Don, do you remember in Rain Man when Dustin Hoffman's in the car and they're driving along and he's just reading out the signs? You want it? You got it. That's you.
I'm not interested in his.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Sam. So 7 out of 8 are getting vaccinated.
No, I didn't say that. I did say that, but I hadn't finished reading. I hadn't finished reading.
7 out of 8. Yep.
7 out of 8.
Well, because it says they're 1 in 8 are resisting.
I hadn't finished reading.
So keep reading.
Well, I was going to, and he's got onto my hat.
Read it now.
No, shut up.
Keep reading it.
No.
Oh, funny that.
Well, hang on. Let me just read down so that I'm not reading out irrelevant information. You bring a topic up.
Your argument.
No, it doesn't. It does not.
Any minute now, you won't be able to get reception. Oh, bloody Telstra.
Listen, if we sold these hats, do you think we'd have to pay a right to John McEnroe for using that? You cannot.
McEnroe. John Macaroni.
Yeah, the bloke.
We will now that you brought it up on live podcast. Yeah.
John McEnroe.
You cannot be serious. I don't mind that.
Johnny McEnroe.
Now, this is not sport. This is not sport. Tell me, how disgraceful is it that Eddie Maguire, I know we brought this up last week, but the Premier of Western Australia and the Chief Police Commissioner.
No, you mentioned it last week.
You like Don.
You mentioned it last week. Thank you.
How disgraceful is it they won't let him go over and be part of, you said, that the broadcast of the last games of the two football, well, this is not sport, we'll get on to sport, we'll get on to Port Adelaide.
Why don't we just stop now and we'll start with this?
I wanted to finish. All right. Well, I'm reserving the right to finish the healthcare workers not getting vaccinated.
Read out your articles.
I said I'm reserving the right. You want to stop now?
Read out your article.
You want
to prove me that I'm right?
Doesn't prove you're right.
It just said 1 in 8.
I hadn't finished reading.
Well, read it.
I just said.
You will not read this, will you?
I will. I said I'm reserving the right to start when we do sport.
No, read it now. Let's finish off news now.
He said, you think that fellow in
I'm going to read out and get the relevant part so that we don't trawl through irrelevant information. You dragged stuff off here while you're looking. I'm trying to speak to him and look it up at the same time, and I will tell you what I said is absolutely correct.
Last chance. You want to read out your article or not?
Yeah, I was going to read it out in the first part of the next...
No, we're doing the Eddie McGuire stuff.
We're not doing the Eddie McGuire
stuff.
Just
said it.
I just said then.
This is on tape, you know. People can go back and listen to this.
I just said then.
You know what I'm thinking? You know, I'm questioning... Does Ben Fordham still listen to this?
Of course he does.
I'm questioning his intellect. If he's entertained by you two, the tirade that you two have just gone through.
Oh, sorry, let's go back to the carving up of Pakenham.
Well, it's far more interesting to listen to you two. We're carving up decent agricultural land.
The rocket gets onto a thread and hopes to God, hopes to the Saviour that he is correct in anything he says, and runs the gauntlet knowing that his information is not there because he's not across it. He's ignorant of most of things that happen overseas.
Do you think this is what happened when do you think this is what happened when he was in charge of Fox Sport?
Absolutely.
Do you think I asked you a question? Answer it.
I'll tell you what he does, Don. He makes arbitrary decisions.
Answer my question.
He makes arbitrary statements based on a false premise and then goes on to argue about the facts on the premise that was false.
Is this what he did when he was in charge of Fox Sport?
Hang on, Don. I was right. Don't do this. I was right.
You weren't right.
He started to read out an article that was supporting my argument. Now he refuses. He's trying to find every way he can not to read it out.
On the contrary,
on
the contrary, he said, "Let's finish this now." And I said, "Well, I reserve the right when we start the sports segment to finish off on this." That's right. It was boring. If you'd played the music to start
play the music.